All right, Magic number 9 hockey broadcast. Kings versus Sharks series. We're in the round 2. Tonight the Sharks tied it up 2-2. And what a game it was. The Sharks played very well. The LA Kings didn't play at all. It's starting to look like the first two games that went to LA and Los Angeles were flukes. Home team advantage. A bit of luck. A chance win. Because surely the Sharks dominated tonight. And while the Kings got a little feisty and put one goal on the board in the third period, it was too little, too late. They played like their hockey was as limp as B. Arthur's dick for the first two periods. It was pathetic. These guys are supposed to be Stanley Cup champions. In what universe? Bizarro world? Whereas the San Jose Sharks played the way they did from day one of the regular season. Shortened though it may have been, I pegged them then, and I'll peg them again. Conference champion contenders. I do not see them losing this series to LA. I don't know what the hell happened to LA. I guess they didn't show up. But Jonathan Quick was, as usual, spectacular. The only reason it wasn't a 4-1 blowout. The Sharks, their depth seems to be built on Pavelski, Marlowe, and Burns. And Joe Thornton is a problem that just cannot be solved by the Kings. And then there's Logan Couture. Logan Couture, I've said for years, is the future of the Sharks. And he is playing like it is the future right now. Relentlessly targeted by the Kings, he continues to stand up, walk tall, and put the puck on the net. He gets the game-winning goal this evening on a power play. That guy is impossible not to like. He's old-time hockey. He's fantastic. I like him and I like Burns. I hate Joe Thornton. I think he's a sleazy weasel, but Pavelski, you gotta respect. Marlowe is always good. I mean, the Sharks are good. They're really good. They're no joke. They're... If the Sharks beat LA and go to the conference finals, I don't know if the Red Wings can take them. If the Red Wings can get past the Blackhawks. I think the Blackhawks could take them. But I don't know if the Red Wings could. But then again, the Red Wings, this playoffs, are something unlike any other team. Except maybe Pittsburgh. In that they are a constantly changing organism. They are not... They're not the same team they were when they started the playoffs. They're not the same team they were when they started against Anaheim. So, will they change enough to be the team that can beat San Jose if they can get past Chicago? And with a 2-1 series lead right now, signs point to yes, they will. Can LA recover? I don't know. Not if they play the way they did tonight. It was ridiculous. It was an insult to the game. It was garbage. It was actually the worst performance of any team I've seen all playoffs. I don't know how else I could put it any stronger. They were crap. They played like the Columbus Blue Jackets of 3 years ago. It's terrible. A little bit of spark in the third period is unacceptable and insulting in the playoffs. You show up and you dare to play 20 minutes? The last 20 minutes, that's when you decide to show up? Who the fuck do you think you are? So, that's pretty much all I have to say about San Jose and LA. If LA doesn't get their balls out, they don't have a prayer. And even if they do, I wouldn't give them better than 50% chance of winning even one more game against San Jose. San Jose has the momentum, the talent, the depth, and the toughness, and the muscular ability. They pushed around the Kings. The Kings cannot push around the Sharks. When it comes to the sideboards and the corner battles, LA just doesn't have the beef. San Jose has the beef. I said it at the beginning of the season, I'll say it again. San Jose is in their best position and has their best chance to win a Stanley Cup this year of any year they've ever had. That's all I got to say. I'll see you next game.